This is the Tom Bigby Tales, and I'm your host, Shannon Evans. I write about a small town in northeast Mississippi called Columbus on the Tom Bigby River, and sometimes I write about the rest of the state. Tonight's story is about Alexander Keith McClung, a bad boy, a duelist, and a Mexican war hero. Alexander McClung was born in Fauquier County, Virginia, about 1810. He was from an affluent family steeped in the legal system. His uncle was Chief Justice John Marshall. McClung moved to Mississippi about 1832. He was a lawyer, an editor, and served in the U.S. Army, as well as served as the U.S. Charge d'affaires to Bolivia from 1849 to 1851. McClung was rather flamboyant, irritating, and a complete cad. He was a heavy drinker who dressed in dramatic attire, including capes, and gave verbose speeches. He also had a penchant for dueling and was very self-styled, the Black Knight of the South. He is most often remembered for a series of duels in Vicksburg he had with the Menifee family of Kentucky. He killed seven members of that family in a series of duels. It is said that in his lifetime, he had a total of 12 duels. His first duel was about 1827, between 1827 and 1828. When he was 17 years old, he had run away from home and had joined the Navy. While in South America, in the Navy, he fought his first duel, shooting his opponent in the back. For this, he was booted out of the Navy and returned home to his family, who by now were living in Kentucky. There, he got in another duel, killing his cousin in 1828. His family was mortified and kicked him out. By 1832, he winds up in Jackson, Mississippi, where he worked as an editor for a local paper. And eventually he would become Mississippi's northernmost federal marshal. When happy, he was allegedly jovial, kind, and actually fun-loving. But he struggled with a violent temper and deep, deep bouts of depression. He rode a wild and unpredictable horse named Rob Roy, whom he would eventually ride west and off to war. Before heading to war, he raised the 1st Mississippi Regiment to fight in the Mexican War, called the Tom Bigby Volunteers, in 1846. He was a well-liked commander by his men, and leadership actually liked him as a leader, not very much as a person. Jefferson Davis, the colonel in charge of the affairs down in Mexico and the U.S. Army, who would be the future president of the Confederacy, promoted McClung to the rank of lieutenant colonel. Eventually, McClung would challenge Jefferson Davis to a duel because McClung felt the U.S. would be better off without Jefferson Davis. McClung led his men with distinction on the assault of Fort Teneriffe in 1846, despite suffering heavy U.S. losses. Zachary Taylor's army would then launch an assault in the city of Monterey after that loss. McClung was determined that the Tom Bigby Volunteers would be victorious this time and boldly led the charge. He was the first man in the fort and climbed to the top of the fort's parapet and yelled to encourage his men below. He was wounded in his hand. A bullet entered into his side that actually shattered his pelvis bone and exited out near his spine. His fellow Mississippians wrapped his almost lifeless body in a blanket and hid him in a ditch as the battle continued. Colonel Jefferson Davis ordered his men to retrieve McClung's body that same night. They were shocked to find he was still alive, but just barely. McClung would recover from his wounds, including the amputation of two of his fingers. For his bravery, he was awarded a ceremonial sword. As a part of the reward for his bravery after the war, President Zachary Taylor sent McClung as an ambassador to Bolivia, but he was recalled for fighting duels in Bolivia and for being a drunken lout. Broke, crippled by his war wounds, and a social outcast, depressed and sinking further into alcoholism, McClung shot himself in the head with his dueling pistol at the Eagle Hotel in Jackson, Mississippi, on March 25th, 1855. Next to his body was a poem he had written, Invocation to Death. He was 43 years old. He is buried at Soldiers Rest Cemetery, sometimes referred to as Cedar Hill Cemetery or Vicksburg City Cemetery in Vicksburg, Mississippi. A second headstone, a cenotaph, was placed in Friendship Cemetery in Columbus, Mississippi, to commemorate the former leader of the brave but troubled commander of the Tombigbee Volunteers in Columbus, Mississippi. I want to thank you for coming on my little tour of Columbus, Mississippi, and the Tombigbee Tales. Until next time.